Hi, One Good Noise Podcast. I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
I'm Joey, the singer of Varsity.
And we have some questions to say about the upcoming album, Levitate. So congrats on that. By the way, how do you feel about the response, the announcement so far?
I don't know. I try not to pay attention to like releases and things like that, or just anything, because I go crazy when things come out. And so I'm just like, once it's out, it's out to the world, and that's it. It belongs to everyone else.
That's fair enough. The album fucking rips.
Immaculate.
Immaculate is such a good word. I love this word.
Exactly. It's so fucking fun to say. It just rolls off the tongue, and it checks all the boxes for me.
It really does.
Yeah. I did just want to say vocally, fuck yeah, man. You fucking crushed this record. I was listening to it. I was like, what the fuck? But yeah, I had to fucking drop that.
This record was more fun for me vocally than the last one was. I think I was playing it too safe on the last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there like any anxiety kind of putting this one out because you kind of went a little bit out of your comfort zone?
Yeah, a lot actually. So the last record, I went to like a professional studio and did everything like the most professional way possible. This record, I did the entire thing in my house and like in my apartment. I self-produced pretty much every song on the record. And then I had, you know, some help from, I got JD, the former guitarist of Vice Nine Kills. He reproduced some of the songs on the record with me. And then we sent it off to get mixed and mastered. But I did everything at home. And so it's like, I'm very nervous about it.
I wouldn't have known if you didn't tell me, because it sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So is there any meaning behind the album title or cover art?
The title, pretty much Levitate, is just like, I feel like I'm just kind of like floating in this place in life. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just like there. I'm just like, just always in this. I'm not on the ground. I'm not in the air. I'm just right here. And so for like the album artwork, and all the single artwork, I went to a bunch of places where I kind of grew up and have memories there. Some of them were terrible memories, but I was like, you know what? I just want to be in this moment right now. And so that's how that all came together.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. So did you do that while writing as well? Kind of putting yourself in an area where you were kind of reliving bad experiences to kind of bring up everything?
Yeah, I pretty much tortured myself with this record.
God damn it.
I would do everything. I would like write a song and then we'd be like, oh, we have a shoot today. And I'm like, I know exactly where to go with this.
Oh my God. So do you prefer to do that while writing, or do you kind of see it as like a negative cycle, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know why I did that. It felt right this time. And so I just did it. I was like, whatever, it feels right. So I'm just going to go with it. I don't know if I'll ever do that again, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the album?
So I would wake up and I'd drink coffee and I'd play guitar and then I'd just sing. That's it. That's like the whole writing process. I wish I had a better way, but it's just, I'm like very random with everything. So I would write the music first, and then I'm just like, I listen to it over and over, and I'm like, all right, what feeling do I get from this? And I would just run with that.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Gotcha.
So your writing process is just kind of freestyling in a sense, or do you put pen to paper?
Nah, I don't put pen to paper ever. I freestyle everything. So even when I record vocals, like I don't even know my lyrics half the time, because I will start freestyling them as I go and I learn them at the end of the song.
What the hell?
Yeah, I grew up listening to like a lot of rap. Like I grew up in Harlem, New York City. So like I grew up listening to like Jay the Kiss and Beanie Sigel and stuff like that. And I saw all these freestyle battles. And so I'm not a rapper. Obviously, I'm a singer, but I grew up like wanting to do that. I was like, oh, these people just come up with stuff, like, you know, whatever feels right, they go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I do my songs. So I go through the whole process. And then at the end of the song, I'm like, okay, these are the lyrics. Like, I'll go back and fine tune some lyrics, because sometimes some things don't make sense, but I learn everything at the end.
Okay. Very interesting.
For sure. Yeah, now that you connected, I'm thinking, why don't more artists do that? Because if rappers can freestyle, why can't singers?
I think it's different for everybody. I do know some people who do that, who use that approach and it works for them. I know some people who can't do that though. Like I've worked with some artists, and they need to write their thoughts down for everything. It just doesn't come to them like that. For me, if I start writing, like if I take out a piece of paper or a pen, I draw blanks every time.
Gotcha.
Got it. Got
Wow.
it.
So you kind of have to like throw yourself in there to get the cogs turning, I guess.
Yeah, but also for me, I feel like it's more real because whatever comes out is whatever's natural to me, and I've always loved that.
Huh. That's really fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. So, what song off this album took the longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
Won't take the longest to write. That's a hard question. I don't know if I have a favorite. I lean towards Powerless a little. Just because it's like probably the most relatable one. Like I've been through that situation countless times in my life, so I lean more towards that one. I don't know if I what song was the longest? Probably maybe The Feeling or Can You Love Me took me the longest to write. Just because those are like deep cuts in my life, and I was like, all right, how do I put this away where people are gonna kind of take it the right way, but I don't think they will. I think people are gonna listen to songs anyway and be like, this is toxic as shit, bro. Sorry.
And with your writing process, is it just like, do you start a song and you're freestyling over it until you're able to crack it? Or do you kind of, I can't crack this one right now, move on to the next thing? Like how do you approach each song?
I go till I crack it. Like if I stop and move on, I'll never come back to that song. I'm just like, that song is not worth it. And
Got
I'll
it. Oh,
never.
wow.
So any sort of like demo shelf songs, they're not seeing the light of day because you couldn't crack them in the moment.
Yeah, actually, so there's a couple of songs that didn't make it on the record. There's one song that we might actually put out as a bonus that I just finished like 3 days ago.
Huge.
And I that song was meant for the record, but I couldn't at the time. I just couldn't figure out how to, how to put the right, words to it. I knew what I wanted to say, but I couldn't find the words. And a couple of days ago, I was just like, just sitting here, and I put it on, and I started going. I'm like, I know exactly what I need to say now.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
So how'd the track list of the album come about? Did you write the opener be the opener, close be a closer? Did you shuffle around and see what fits? What was that process like?
So I write every song like in like a random order, and then when they're done, I put them in a folder and I try to listen to them like back to back and see what flows the best. I am very psychotic when it comes to like the track list order. When I send the songs, I wouldn't send the songs to my label until I had the perfect order for it. So when they got it, they were like, "All right, well, what's the track list order?" I'm like, "That is it. That everything I gave you, that's how I want it on
And you're
this
like, it's
record."
not changing, by the way.
It's not changing. If they try, they were like, "Oh, what if whatever?" And I'm like, "No, if you try to switch, I just won't put out a record. That just is what it is."
Damn. Holy shit. So once you got it, you're fucking locked in.
Yeah, I'm really stubborn with certain things, and I don't like changing a lot of things. Like I'll change some things because I know obviously I need to. But with things like that, I'm just super stubborn. I'm like, "No, nah, I'm not changing this at all." Yeah.
It's good to hear that an artist is that stubborn about track listing in 2023, in the year of playlisting and algorithms and all that fucking garbage.
No one gives a shit about any of it. And I'm like, you remember like back in the day, like you'd buy a CD or something and everything was put together in like a very specific order. So like you would want to listen to the whole record in order. Now it's just like, oh, just listen to whatever's popping on TikTok and shit. And I'm just like,
God damn it. Ugh.
So, you've got that like feeling. Do you have a hard time like embracing that side of the music industry now, or are you willingly doing the TikTok bullshit?
I don't have a hard time embracing it. I just don't give a shit about it. Like I love what's going on it. Like I do think it's opening a lot of doors for like a bunch of bands, like even smaller bands who like would never get the chance to like, have larger audiences because of TikTok now have these massive audiences. And I love that because there are a lot of smaller, bands who I feel like TikTok helps. But I hate the idea of having to constantly be on social media to like make your career work because I maybe it's just the old head in me, but I'm like, I didn't grow up on that, and that wasn't what you did before. Before, you were just a good musician or a bad musician, and that was it. I didn't have to be a goddamn comedian or something else on one of these social platforms. Now you have to do all these different things. But yeah, I don't have a hard time embracing it. I don't enjoy doing it. That's like my thing.
Fair enough. So you'll do it because it's what's got to be done, but you're not like, ah, I can't wait to post my TikTok today.
Yeah, I'll do it because I'll get yelled at if I don't. But aside from that, I don't really care about
Fair
it.
enough. Fair enough.
Completely fair, yeah. So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this record?
It was very much all over the place. So when I did Welcome Home, I feel like I was like very safe with like a lot of the things I said because it was like our first like full-length record, and I kind of was like, all right, I gotta make songs for like the radio and this for that and that for that. So it was like a very controlled thing. With this record, it was the complete opposite. It was just the most chaos ever. Like even mentally, like I was like really going through it, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna run with whatever. So it was very hectic. It was a hectic process for me.
Oh,
Sounds
for
like
sure.
it. So how do you recommend your fans to listen to this album for the first time? Should do in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is work at album, party album? What do you personally recommend?
I don't know. And I think that's like a cool thing about it, because like the songs are so different. Like some of the songs are dark, and some of the songs are like, I have like an uplifting song on it, which I've never actually written before. And then I have like a bunch of toxic stuff on it, and I'm just like, all right, listen, I feel like certain songs have different moods, so you could listen to it in your car, or listen to it at the gym, or maybe, you know, if you're home alone drinking hot chocolate and you feel really sad, like I got sad songs for you too, bro. Like I got it all. I got that on deck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
A lot of tracks on this record, something for everybody.
There's a lot.
Yeah. I opened up the advance this morning. I was like, God damn.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. No, it's not. It wasn't goddamn in a sense of, wow, these are 15 stinkers. Like, it's 15 bangers. And it was a great listen, but
about it. I didn't do that on purpose, just so you know. I wrote the songs, and I always write a bunch of songs and I turn them into my team. And I always tell them, like, hey, these are the songs. Let's pick whichever ones we think are best for the record and just go with those. And they were literally like, we like them all. And so I was like, okay, I guess we'll use them all. But I don't think I'm doing this again. I think next record, you know, if there is one, I'm not doing 15 songs like this. This shit's crazy.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a little crazy, but it was good, so
Yeah,
I can't really
15
complain.
bangers, not 15 stinkers. So you can't
Yeah.
complain, you know?
Yeah, if it was 15 stinkers, this would be a very different conversation.
Why did you write this really shitty album, bro? Like, I need to
So what made you put this record out? Fuck that, fuck that. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your head. I want you to describe this record for new listeners in three words. No more, no less.
Okay, toxic, fun, and real.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
check, done.
And in that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the album?
No, this album's a roller coaster ride, so just enjoy it while you have it.
It's completely fair.
We'll take
Yeah, all
it.
right. So, are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this record, positive or negative?
God, there was a lot of them. I've had some positive, I think with like songs like No Chill, like it was a positive experience for me to just write about like just wanting to like live my life and just not care about anything and doing whatever I wanted. And then I had like some really negative ones, like So The Feeling and Can You Love Me kind of go back to back. They're like hand in hand. It's like the same story. When I was young, I went through like a bunch of like really like abusive things. And writing those was like kind of crazy for me, because I'm one of those people that I don't like to talk about my trauma like a lot. And then like to be able like to put those in a song was like, all right, do I really want to put this out? I guess I will. That was a dark one. Back to Back was also like a deep cut for me, because that was like something I think that one probably might be the deepest cut on the record for me, because it's like not just about like bad things that have happened to me, but like bad, like things that I myself done. Like I'm not a perfect person. And like writing that song was about like, so like for those of you who like don't know, like back to back, well, I'm completely gonna just out myself here. back to back, I wrote about how me and my ex were like very toxic towards each other. Like we had broken up. This was years ago, and we would find ways to ruin each other's other relationships after the fact. And writing about that was kind of weird because I remember thinking, I'm like, do I really want to tell people that I've done like stupid shit like this? But I'm like, you know what? I'm not perfect. Maybe someone else has done it. We all go through shit, so who knows? That one was like kind of rough for me.
Absolutely.
And so you said putting those out, you have had some hesitation, some second thoughts about putting it out. So how did you kind of get past that and accept the fact that they were gonna come out?
Just decided that I didn't give a shit. Like I don't know if there was like that was like the only thing I could think of. Like even with like Kill the Rich, like that song, when I first showed that song to like my team, that was one of the songs I was like, yo, you sure you want to like put this out? Like the title of the song is literally Kill the Rich. Like it's like you can't just go around and talk about killing rich people, but it's not the fact that I want to kill rich people, it's just about the feeling I get from like the world I live in, you know, like everything has this crazy standard now, and like you have to live up to all these different things that you honestly can't live. You can't live up to every one of them, like the beauty standards and like just all these different things. And yeah, I just decided, I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like I think at first I was very afraid of all of these songs, and then after a while I was like, if I continue to be afraid, I'll never put a record out. So I just gotta stop, and I just stopped caring. I was like, fuck it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so it's just fuck it, we ball, and you just put it out,
Fuck
and
it.
it's
Oh, bro, we balling out here. We are
yeah, fuck
balling.
it.
Hell yeah. So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
Snack of choice. All right, this is gonna be really weird, but because I'm like always dieting and stuff now, I'm just gonna get boiled eggs. Like it's just I have like this thing now, but it's actually very recent. Like I can't eat a lot of food. So I recently just started eating just hard boiled eggs, like nonstop. Just throw a little salt and pepper on that bitch. Tastes great.
Okay. Salt, pepper, maybe some adobo. You just kind of got to
Well,
spice it up a little bit.
I don't carry any of those on tour because it's like, you know, I gotta stick to the salt and pepper, you know.
That's
Keep
true. That's
it
fair, but gas station hard boiled eggs, that's a completely different realm of hard boiled eggs. Damn, I just spilled my tea. That's
It's
completely fine.
yeah, it's a it's different. I think on tour, like eating in general just kind of sucks. Like you don't I don't want to shit on other states, but there's no other way to put this. Like when in New York City, I'm very spoiled with like everything I have. But once I leave this place, not a lot of places have good food or the options. So I'm stuck just like eating hard-boiled eggs and Slim Jims. It's like the worst.
Damn. That's like
Touring is so luxurious, right? Like I'm just eating eggs and Slim Jim. I love
Eggs and Slim Jim, man. I mean, if it works, it works. I can't
the
really judge
dream,
it.
man. You're living the
Yeah,
dream, as they say.
that's exactly.
Rock star life right there. Like eggs and Slim Jim, bro. We got this.
You go. Exactly. Locked in. Hell yeah. Perfect. Hell yeah. So, on the topic of food, if the band was a dish, what dish would the band be and why?
Oh, Lord. If we were a dish, we'd probably be something like, I don't even know. This is hard. We all eat so differently. We're all such different people. We'd probably be like mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
And only because we're always drunk and soft. So there you go.
All right.
Hell
Sounds
yeah.
good.
I love it. I love it.
And for the last couple of questions, going to shift completely away from music. So if you could be one animal for the rest of your life, what animal would you be and why?
Okay. I would want to say I would be a rhino because like I love rhinos. Like that's like my favorite animal of all time. But with my luck, like I'd probably come back as like a weasel or like a platypus or something
Aw,
like that. It just it'd be
platypus would be
something.
badass.
Exactly. What the
I
fuck
would
is up
be
with the
kind of.
platypus disrespect?
I mean, but do they do anything?
I just think about Perry the platypus.
I'm
He's
about to
pretty
say
fucking
Agent
awesome.
P is
Yeah.
standing right there.
That's a good one. But I'm just saying, you know any other good platypuses?
Nah.
They just chill. Like,
I don't know if I've ever seen a picture of a platypus except Perry.
Are you kidding me? They're so fucking cute, man.
You know what? Actually, I would love to come back as a penguin.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I love penguins. I just, you know, I just don't know if I want to, like, always be fighting for my life, like, just trying to swim because you got orcas out here. And, it's crazy. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know if I want to come back as any animal. Like, you seen what these animals do out here in the wild? Like, they just be eating each other and shit. And,
yeah.
Well, you could come back as, like, a domesticated dog or cat.
No, I don't want to do that either. I don't want to do that either.
Fair enough.
Are there any reasons behind that, or you just don't feel
well? Like I have dogs and cats, and I just that it's just so much maintenance. Like I get irritated sometimes at how much I have to walk my dog, and my cats are always just they're always hungry.
Yeah,
I can feed them all day, and they're always hungry, and they're always knocking my stuff. I don't want to come back as like one of them because I know I just piss off my owner.
That's fair enough. But that's not your problem, is the thing.
I mean, it depends on what kind of owner I have, right?
Oh, damn. No, you have a point.
It just got dark.
I come back and I have like a really bad owner. See?
You have a point. You have a point. I didn't even fucking think about that. Yeah. All right. Well, Rhino, are we still locked in on Rhino? Or
I would
we just...
love to come. No, I would love to come back as a Rhino. But you know what? I think I'm going to settle with Pigeon.
Pigeon. Okay.
This is all over the map.
Wait, I'm gonna tell you why. I just settled with pigeon.
Okay. Because
pigeons in New York City, like pigeons are pretty much the hood rats of birds, which is like it's very on brand for me. But also, they're like not afraid of anything. They eat whatever they want, they do whatever they want. They're a little dirty, but you know what? They just out here living life. They fly and shit, you know.
They do fly and shit. So that's completely fair. Yeah.
the truest thing ever. So a pigeon. I would come back as a pigeon.
All right.
Yeah, all right. So, if you could have lunch with any celebrity or artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Okay, Michael Jackson, because he's like my favorite singer of all time. So, I would love to have lunch with him. I don't even know if Michael Jackson eats food. Like, I don't think I've ever seen any video or any picture of this man eating. So, that's.
He makes a good point.
No, I'm thinking about it now. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right, I've never seen any pictures or videos of him eating, so maybe this man doesn't eat. Alive, probably Lil Wayne. Like, I'm like a huge Lil Wayne fan. I would love to just like sit down and have lunch with him and just ask him like how the hell he comes up with the stuff he comes up with. Like, this man has thousands of songs out, and he actually one of the funny thing, I got freestyling mostly off of like him. Like, I started off listening to other people, but like he freestyles his stuff all the time, like to the point where like even in his live performances, sometimes he brings out his phone and he just reads his lyrics off of his phone because he doesn't know what the hell he did.
Yeah.
And it's sick.
That's
it.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
It's badass.
I do like Lil Wayne.
And for this last question, boom, you're on a desert island. You can bring one movie, one album, and one person. Who and what are you bringing?
All right. One movie. I'm probably going to go with Halloween, the original. That movie is just perfect. It'll just scare me every night, but that's all right. Like, it'd be perfect. Music. I would probably bring... It's the Fall, Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. That's like my favorite record of all time. I'd bring that one. And person, I'd bring Nobody because I don't want anyone to annoy me while I'm, you know, listening to my music and watching my movie. Because everyone wants to talk like, oh my God, why is this doing this? Why is this doing, like, just shut up and enjoy it. So, I'd like to be by myself.
All right.
That's completely fair. It. Wish granted. Yeah.
So, as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Nope.
Not the record, tour, social.
We got a record out. We got a tour coming. You can find all that like on our website, which is varsity.nyc, VRSTY, no vowels because, you know, like it's a New York thing, I guess. Like, I don't even know why I did that, but it is what it is. And yeah, just keep a lookout for like other stuff because we're going to keep putting out music and keep touring. And then, doing the music thing, living a glorious life, eating hard boiled eggs and Slim Jims all day.
Rockstar
All
life.
Day.
Hell
All
yeah.
day, every day.
All right. Well, thank you, Snell. It's been Joey from Varsity, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.